Lock and Dam number 25 near Winfield, Missouri, straddles the upper Mississippi 40 miles north of St. Louis. Last year, 39 million tons of grain, soybeans, and other cargo passed through here. Although it's winter, water continues to rush through the dam. However, ice on the river farther north has slowed barge traffic here to near non-existence. A lock is essentially a watery elevator that raises and lowers boats to different depths. Each lock is 600 feet long, but a typical 15-barge tow is 1,200 feet long. Walter Feld is with the Corps of Engineers St. Louis District. He says a tow has to break apart to negotiate the lock's narrow chamber.
One lockage would take about 30 minutes. When you break that tow apart and put two pieces together, it takes probably closer to 90 minutes. So all that delay adds up to triple the length of time to get through it.
In 1993, the Corps began a $58 million study of the upper Mississippi in an attempt to plan for the needs of the navigation industry over the next 50 years. Dr. Donald Sweeney was named the lead economist for the study.
The feasibility study is a planning implementation study. You're required to investigate the economic effects and the environmental consequences of whatever actions you might propose.
At the start of the study, Sweeney says his team was told to give its best unbiased estimate of the situation.
And I believe that that was truly the spirit of the study up until late 1997, at which it turned 180 degrees.
Among other alternatives, the Corps looked at doubling the size of seven locks to reduce congestion on the river. But the economics team concluded the benefits gained would not be worth the cost of construction. Sweeney says the analysis showed such a project would result in a loss of up to $20 million a year. In a written affidavit, Sweeney testified that top Corps officials ordered the economists to alter their analysis to justify spending $1 billion to expand the locks. The report points to a number of internal memos indicating the Corps' desire to appease the barge industry. In 1998, Sweeney was relieved as head of the economics team, 5 years after the study began. Corps spokesman Ron Fournier says the media has underplayed the full scope of the navigation study and that lock expansions are not the only option at the agency's disposal.
The study is actually navigation improvements, which is a variety of alternatives for the river. We have alternatives such as extending the guide walls, adding mooring cells or buoys for barges to tie up to, and then again also the expansion of locks chambers themselves.
Fournier says Sweeney failed to take into account some of those alternatives, many of which he says were added since the economist left the study team.
The navigation study has been evolving for the past 7 years, and as new data is received from the shipping industry, from the farm growers, and from a variety of other economists throughout the country, new calculations are being used and different results are being obtained.
Aside from the financial issues associated with large-scale construction, environmentalists say lock expansion would jeopardize wildlife on the river. Washington, D.C.-based Environmental Defense has taken a leading stance in the issue by releasing many of the internal core documents to government officials. Senior attorney Tim Searchinger says the papers clearly show most of the people in the study had a great deal of professional integrity, and that some may have been pushed into doing the wrong thing.
There is a top-ranking leadership that is willing to cause environmental harm, even when the analysis clearly shows that from a purely economic standpoint, a project isn't justified either.
Another reason why economist Donald Sweeney says the Corps is pushing expansion is because such projects would bolster the agency's stagnant budget.
They're trying to become a bigger, more vital agency. And sometimes that conflicts with a purely unbiased scientific analysis of potentially $1 billion worth of expenditures.
Late last month, the Office of Special Counsel declared the Corps likely had violated the law in catering to the interests of commercial navigation. The OSC is the independent federal agency with whom Sweeney filed his affidavit. The office has ordered Defense Secretary William Cohen to conduct an investigation and report back by the end of April. Spokesman Ron Fournier says from the start, the Corps has been forthright about the study, both with Congress and the public.
We feel that when this investigation is complete, they'll find there's no wrongdoing. And, of course, the Corps will prove that the study has been done in an above-board, upright manner.
The investigation has also reached the congressional level. The Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works is conducting a number of public hearings on the study this month. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Kevin Lavery in St. Louis.